Right, so let's get started. Hello. Oh. James from Invid. Right. Well, it's our 100th video. We've done 99 so far. It's quite amazing, actually. When I first started this business, it was with Mr. E. We were young lads. Adversaries, actually. It was back in the war. Yes, it was a terrible time. Lots of catastrophes occurring. But Mr. E was a strapping young man. Actually, he was in the service for a while. I think he was a paratrooper or something like that. Anyway, we got together and after a few dalliances, decided that we would immigrate to Canada. I'm not quite an immigrant yet. I hope to be part of this fantastic nation. Mr. E, otherwise he's done quite well for himself now. I think he's got a website or something called Invid. Well, he hired me. Yes, this is my real voice. I put the other one on for the Canadians who watch the video. What did you want to know? Well, one of the first things you were inquiring about was why the newspaper? It's fascinating, actually. We started the paper because I can't read, you see. So Mr. E would write the notes on the paper and I would start there. Sometimes I would read the adverts and he would help me with it, and then other times I would just use it to hide my shame. That's why I always start with James from Invid. He'd have to write it down. James from Invid. That's the newspaper. Now, other people asked about who is Mr. E? Well, I kind of told you he's a mystery. That's what it means. Mystery is enigma, something strange and mysterious. I don't really know him. I met him years ago. Still a mystery to me. He's quite a talkative chap. You know, a chap in England means, well, it's getting rather busy here. I mean, I'm at my mansion, of course, and all these people are milling about. So I'll have to go soon, but yes, Mr. E, we have an engaging and quite entertaining relationship. It's almost symbiotic in nature. He could be one of many people I've met, and I've used an amalgam of individuals to produce Mr. E. I mean, he's brilliant, obviously. You see him teach lessons. He's quite acrobatic and quite adventurous. What can I say? He's brilliant. Brilliant. Well, that's James from Invid.com. Well, you know, our moniker. www.ing, as in English, like that's original, right? I'm English. It's English. Vid is in video.com. I'm going to ask you to come back and watch the rest of the video where I'll get my alter ego, aka James ESL, to explain a lot of the words or lingo that I've used in this particular video. I hope this has been a good one for you, and I look forward to seeing you at the website. Don't forget to do the quiz, all right? And I look forward to doing our 200th and 250th video. If Mr. E lives long enough, he is a worm after all. You know, not an anthropod, but a worm. We might actually see video 1000. Well, ta-ta for now, and, you know, chip chip curio and all that. So nice. Gonna look at the comics now. There's no place like home. Well, 100 videos, still cleaning the machine. Oh, getting tired. I'm just gonna. Oh, hi! James from Ingvid. Well, it's our 100th special. Yeah, so the first part of the video. But I'm sure there are things in the video you didn't quite catch, certain words you didn't do. So, what we're going to do now is. Don't look over here. We're going to go back to the board like normal, and Mr. E and I will help you with some of the words that we were learning. All right? Anyway, let's get going. Well, that wraps up another video. God, 100. Hi! Sorry about that. I'm sure you saw me at the
coffee place having coffee. And then you saw us in the office, you know, Mr. E and I, what the real office looks like. Well, we did it, 100 videos. Congratulations to myself and to you and to Mr. E. And I hope you enjoyed the last video. But you probably noticed I used a lot of words that you've never seen before. Well, that's going to be your job to go back. And what I need you to do is use the listening videos I taught to find the words that you don't know and use some of the other strategies to understand. And don't forget to use a dictionary. Got to do a lesson on that, proper dictionary use. Well, while I'm at it, let's go over 10 of the words. These are the most common words that would be used. Some of them are actually British English as opposed to North American, but they're valuable and they're most commonly used. So why don't we go over them? Now, Mr. E, he loves the 100. And before I start, I want to say thank you to Shri3Ray. Because of you and your idea about doing something special, we've done this. Hope we did a good job. And before we close it out, why don't we go through these words, shall we? Now, adversary. Adversary is like an opponent or an enemy, someone who you are challenged by or you know, work together on challenges. So your competitors, right? So I use the word competitor or opponent, someone on the opposite side that you battle against, fight against, or compete against. That's adversary. Catastrophe. Well, I was hoping this video wouldn't be a catastrophe. When we talk about a catastrophe, we're talking about a bad situation when something is bad or not good, right? A catastrophe. It didn't go very well. It's a catastrophe. Next. It's actually almost quite the opposite. It's done quite well. If somebody says to you, I've done quite well, well means good. And I've done, verb for do, I'm doing well, I have done a good job. Usually when someone's done quite well, they did a good job or they're successful. It's the opposite of catastrophe if you're doing work. Yeah? Put it on. If you put it on, it's usually being fake, not real. I might have used the word fake in the video, I can't recall, but if someone says to you, he puts it on, it means not real, as in that case, my accent wasn't real, but it also could be their attitude or their beliefs, right? They think they're better than you, he puts it on. Really, they're insecure. They don't feel strong. Enigma. E. E is from English meaning out of, X. Enigma is a mystery out of the realm of knowledge. Oops, realm, area, okay? If something's an enigma, it's a mystery. You don't know what it is. Mr. E is an enigma, just another mystery. Talkative. My God, this is a 15-minute video. I've been rather talkative. It means to talk a lot. If someone's talkative, they like to talk. Maybe too much. Well, I have to be talkative or you wouldn't learn anything. Now, here's an English word, and I mean British English. Chap. Nice chap. Usually like young man, right? Or guy, right? Guy. He's a nice guy. He's a nice chap. Or chap would be like, he's a nice chap. Young man, gentleman, right? Amalgam, interesting word. It comes from dentistry because they would take different types of minerals and put them together into your teeth. Often they used to use porcelain, and that's where people get an amalgam, right? Joining together. So an amalgam is, in this case, in the video, I said, Mr. E is an amalgam of people. And it meant different parts of people I took and put together to create a character for you to watch and enjoy. AKA. AKA Three Legs, AKA Shri, AKA Ray, AKA James ESL. AKA means also known as. It's the other name you go by, right? If somebody says also known as, they'll go James, also known as three-legged dog, right? Whatever. It means that's the other name people call him. And finally, the lingo took my baby. It's a joke from Dingo. Lingo is like language, but more like slang language. Do you know the lingo? Do you know the language that they speak or the slang that they're speaking, right? Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this 100th episode of, well, Ingvid. Well, James ESL at Ingvid. And my favorite worm. Love the 100. Look forward to the next. You too. And in fact, I know you're probably there, but if you haven't, you really need to go to www.ing as in English, vid as in video, to watch that and the other 400 videos we have going. Wow, been a long time. But you've been with us the whole time, and I really appreciate that. Have a good night. or day, wherever you are, this time of day, night, don't know anymore.